Hello, this is Paul Hood. The name of this podcast is Reviewing Business Appraisals. The Devil is in the Details. It is always a daunting task for a non-appraiser to review a business appraisal report, whether it is in draft form or in final form, although it is preferable for me to review them in draft form. It is virtually impossible for a layman like myself to review a business appraisal report except by asking the business appraiser pertinent questions and then trying to determine whether the answers square with the facts and with common sense. Here are a few questions that I always ask. It should be noted that these questions and more are contained in the resources section of A Reviewer's Handbook to Business Valuation, published by Wiley in 2011, of which I am a co-author. Question 1. Does any position taken in the business appraisal report conflict with any article or paper the appraiser has ever written? If yes, is this conflict explained? Many business appraisers publish articles and professional papers for their peers. In a conflict, one can virtually guarantee that the other side will be searching to see if the business appraiser has taken opposing public positions in print. Few things are more embarrassing than to find out that your own business appraiser has in fact taken some positions that run contrary to those taken in his or her business valuation report and not disclosed that to you previously. And few things, frankly, can undermine a business appraiser's credibility more. Question 2. What is the range of value for the property being valued? Why is that the range? Does the conclusion of value fall on either end of the range? If so, why? Is that rationale sufficiently explained in the report? If not, would it be helpful to do so? Business valuation is best expressed as a range of values. However, the tax law and developed custom force appraisers to come down with, quote, a value, close quote. If that value is close to either end of the range of values, one should want to know why, and I would prefer to see that discussed in detail in the business appraisal report. Question 3. Does any application of valuation theory in the business appraisal report run counter to current reasonably accepted valuation theory as applied to this assignment? If yes, how? Is that discussion in the report? If not, why not? If a business appraiser utilizes a method that is novel or cutting edge, or that has not been reviewed by the peers of the business appraiser, there is a risk, a big risk, of a Daubert challenge to admission of the business appraiser's report. It would be horrible for the appraiser that one has hired to not even be permitted to testify. If the appraisal report has any novel or cutting-edge techniques in it, one should want to know about it as early as possible. Obviously, one would far prefer that novel or cutting-edge methods not be used unless those methods are absolutely necessary. One should encourage the business appraiser to first publish a paper or article on the matter for his or her peers in order to get some feedback on the method, which also is one of the requirements in Daubert, peer review of a method.